Today we will learn lesson 20. This is the final lesson in topic 3 of Cain and Hevel. Today we will learn about the death of Cain and the birth of a third child to Adam and Chava, Shace. We'll be learning Perek Dalet, chapter 4, Psukim Chaf Gimel to Chafav, Psukim 23 to 26. In the Masnaim Tanakh, we're on page 6, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayomer lemech linoshav, adav itzilo shima'an koli nishay lemech hazeno imrasi, ki ish harakti lefitzi v'yeled lechaburasi, ki shiva sayim yukam koyin v'lemech shivim v'shiva. Vayeda Adam od es ishto vateled bein vatikra es shemo sheis. Kishos li Elohim zera acher tachas hevel ki harago koyin. Ule sheis gam hu yulad bein vayikra es shemo enosh. Az hu chalikro b'shem Adonai. Pasuk Chaf Gimel again. Vayomer lemech linoshav, adav itzilo shiman koli nishay lemech hazeno imrasi, ki ish harakti lefitzi v'yeled lechaburasi, ki shiva sayim yukam koyin v'lemech shivim v'shiva. On the side, on the margin, says, who led Hashem, the birth of Shace, the birth of Shace. Vayeda Adam od es ishto vateled bein vatikra es shemo sheis. Kishos li Elohim zera acher tachas hevel ki harago koyin. Ule sheis gam hu yulad bein vayikra es shemo enosh. Az hu chal likro v'shem Adonai. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Lemech is going to be speaking to his wives. We need a little introduction here. Lemech's wives, as he speaks to them, no longer want to be intimate with him and have any more children with him. The reason is because they understand that Lemech killed his great-great-great-grandfather, Cain, and also killed his son, Tuval Cain. And for that reason, they didn't want to have any more children with him. Lemech is now going to speak to them and explain why they should change their opinion on that. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayomer Lemech Linashav, and Lemech said Linashav to his wives. His wives were Oda v'Tzila. He says, Oda and Tzila, Shema'an, please listen, from Shema, listen, please listen, Koli, to my voice. Nishe Lemech, wives of Lemech, Hazena, lend your ear, Imrasi, to what I am to say. He's going to justify himself. Ki, because ish harakti, an adult man I killed, lifitzi, by my wounding him. A petza is an open wound where blood comes out and someone dies. Veyeled lechaburasi, and a child lechaburasi, by my wounding him where the blood clots under the skin and the blood does not come out. What exactly happened? As Lemech was older, he was blind, and his son, Tuval Cain, would take him out into the field and would help Lemech hunt. And one fine day, Tuval Cain notices something rustling in the fields, and he says, oh, there's an animal there, point in that direction, father, and shoot the arrow and kill the person. When Lemech shot the arrow, they killed the object. When they both came near the object, Tuval Cain told his father Lemech, oh no, you have killed great-great-grandfather Cain. When Lemech heard that, he was blind, he clapped his hands together very strong and didn't realize that his son Tuval Cain was in between that, and he killed Tuval Cain with his bare hands without realizing he was clapping his hands in sadness and anger. So that's what Lemech is saying to his wives. I did not kill them intentionally. I killed an ish, I killed a man by my wounding him with the arrow, and it caused the blood to go out, and a child, my son, lachaburusi, by a clot under the skin, by banging him, but I did not kill him intentionally, it was unintentionally, and therefore the punishment for me should be different than Cain, as he says in Chav Dalet, because Shivasayim, it was after seven generations, Yukam Cain, revenge, God took revenge on Cain as was promised. But for what I did, it was not nearly as bad, it was totally accidental. And if Cain dies after seven generations, Velemech and Lemech, myself, should die, Shivim Vishiva, which means many sevens. Seven sevens, like many, many sevens. It should be many, many generations till I get killed. And therefore, you should not be separating from me. Well, the rabbis tell us that what happened, he instructed them to go to Adam. And Adam advised them that the world has to be inhabited, regardless of what can happen. And he instructed them to go back to their husband. To which they said, so why have you separated yourself from your wife for 130 years to not be with your wife? Now, of course, there was a difference. Adam was doing teshuvah, and he waited 130 years to do tshuva for his sin of eating the Eitz Hadas until he would procreate again. However, hearing what they had to say, he felt it was only reasonable that although he was stopping because of tshuva and he would resume, but they didn't realize that. And therefore, we'll see how Pasuk Chav Hei will now flows out of this. And we'll see that Adam now has another child in Chav Hei. Vayeda Adam, and Adam knew intimately, Od, another time, Es Ishto, his wife, Vateled Bain, and she gave birth to a son. In the earlier birth, it doesn't say she gave birth to a son. Here it's telling us that this was a normal birth after 9 months of pregnancy. She did not give birth to an adult child like it was with Cain and Hevel, but this was a Bain, a baby boy, as it were. Vatikra, and she called Es Shemo, his name, Shes. We'll see later on in the Torah that Adam also called him Shes. But right now, the Torah is only focusing on her calling him Shes. And what is the meaning of Shes? Ki, because Shosli Elohim. Shosli means placed or installed for me, li for me, Elohim. The Almighty placed for me, installed for me, Zera, an offspring, Acher, another offspring. Now the name Elohim, which means the God of judgment, is, he said, I deserved by law a replacement son for my son Hevel that was killed. And she's saying, therefore Hashem placed for me or installed for me another offspring, Tachas Hevel, in the place of Hevel, ki that, Harago Kayin, that he was killed by Kayin. So in the place of Hevel that was killed by Kayin, Hashem Eshosli has placed for me, installed me another child. Chavav Ulishes and Shes, as he grew up, Gamhu, also he, Yulad Ben, was born to him a son. Why the Gamhu? To say that just like how Shes was born, he was born with good looks and understanding. His father had a son just like him of good looks and understanding. So Shes also, who was of good looks and understanding, gave birth to a child who was of good looks and understanding. Vayikra es Shemo, and he called his name Enosh. The name is Enosh. Now the Torah tells us that something began new. Oz, then, hu chalit began, likro, to be called b'shem, in the name Adonoi, of the all-merciful God. In the generation of Enosh, already at the third generation of creation, the world began to acknowledge the natural wonders of the world, such as the sun and the moon and all the astrological signs. And they began to feel that they were agents of Hashem and deserved respect. And it was the beginning of idol worship, where people felt that the things that Hashem needs to do, He gives it over to others, and they are worthy of our worship. And therefore, it was required to counterbalance that, since there was a doubt of the total existence of God taking care of everything, it became necessary to popularize the word, the world of the word of Hashem. And therefore, to counterbalance where people felt that perhaps that God isn't as powerful, So the world would have to call out now in the world of in the word of Hashem. Let's review the psukim again on Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayomer lemech linoshov adav etzila sheman koli nishei lemech hazeno imrasi ki ish horagdi lefitzi v'yeled lechaburasi ki shiva saim yukam koyin velemech shivim v'shiva vayeda adam od es ishto vateled bein vatikra es shema osheis Kishosli Elohim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Kiharago Koyin Ulesheis Kamu Yulad Bain Vayikra Eshemo Enosh Azuchal Ikro Bishem Adonai. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Ma Siper Lemech Linoshov. What did Lemech tell his wives? He told his wives that he killed an adult by wounding him where blood would flow out, and he killed a child by wounding him where the blood clotted underneath. Two, mi omar lemi, who said to who, Shiman Koli, listen to my voice. Lemech said to his wives, Oda and Tzilo. Three, Targem, translate the word hazena, hazena from the word ozen, in ear. Lend your ear. Four, mi omar lemi, who said to who, hazena imrasi. Again, that is Lemech to his wives, Oda and Tzilo. Five, Lefi Divrei Lemech, according to Lemech's words, Kama Anashim, how many men, Harag, did he kill? He killed two people. Six, Ketzad Harag Lemech Asa Ish, how did Lemech kill the Ish, the man? So he says he killed him, Lipitzi, by wounding him that the blood would come out from the wound that he did. Ketzad, 8. Ketzad harag, targem lipitzi, 7. Targem lipitzi, pitzi means an open wound, by an open wound. 8. Ketzad harag lemech as a ish, how did lemech, let's say, not the ish, that's a mistake, it should say, ketzad harag, again, question 8. Targem lachaburasi, translate the word lachaburasi, by a wound where the blood clots under the skin. 9. Ma'o havdel ben petza lachabura. What's the difference between a petza and a chabura? A petza is an open wound where the blood flows out of the wound, and a chabura is a wound where it clots, the blood clots under the skin. 10. Ketzad harag lemech es hayeled. How did lemech kill the yeled? He killed the yeled lechabura si, a wound where the blood is clotting under the skin. 11. Lefi Lemech, according to Lemech, Haim Cheto Shaharag, the sin that he killed, Hayachomer Yoser, was it much worse? O Pachos, or less, Mecheto Shal Kain, from the sin of Kain, Shaharag as Hevel killed Hevel. He felt, Lemech felt it was Pachos, Mecheto, was less of a sin. 12. Lama, why? Lefi Lemech, according to Lemech, Hayacheto Shaharag, the sin that he killed, Pachos Chomer, was it less strict? Mechato Oto Shal Kain Charg Hevel, from the sin that Kain killed Hevel, because his was an accident. He didn't even know who he was killing. He just shot the arrow in the direction that his son Tuvel Kain told to shoot, and then as being blind, he didn't know who he was killing, and he didn't know that he was killing his own son. 13. Ma amar lemech al ha'onesh hu yekabel. What did Lemech say about the punishment that he should receive? He said that his punishment should be shivim v'shiva. In other words, if Cain was killed after 7 generations because he did it on purpose, then he should get killed. Lemech should be killed after many 7s of generations have passed. 14. Mi Omar, who said Valma Omar, and upon what did he say? Valemech Shivim Vishiva. Lemech for Shivim Vishiva. Lemech said it, and he said that Lemech should get punished after many 7s of generations. 15. Kama Bonim Hoyel Adam Vachava Besacha Kol. How many sons did Adam and Chava have in grand total? 3. 16. Maha Yashmo Shel Benoah Shlishi Shel Adam V'Chava. What was the name of the third son of Adam and Chava? His name was Shace. 70. Mi haya aviv shel Shace? Who was the father of Shace? Adam. 18. Mi haisa imo shel Shace? Who was the mother of Shace? Chava. 19. Targem Shace. Translate what the word Shace means. Shace means placed or installed. 20. Mi kara l'Shace bishmo? Who called Shace his name? Adam or Chava? Was it Adam or Chava? Over here, the Torah says Chava. Later, in the next lesson, we'll find out that Adam also does. 21. Lama kara Chava l'bino hashlishi b'shem Shace? Why did Chava call her third son Shace? So the Torah says, Kishos li Elohim zera acher, because Hashem installed or placed for me another child instead of Hevel. 22. Mi haya beno shel Shace? Who was the son of Shace? His name was Enosh. 23. Targem Yulad. What does Yulad mean? Yulad means was born. 24. Mi haya aviv shel Enosh? Who was the father of Enosh? Shace. 25. Ma kara bedor shel Enosh? What happened in the generation of Enosh? Asu chal likro b'shem Hashem. Then the world called out in the name of the Almighty God, the All-Merciful God. Targem huchal. What does the word huchal mean? Began. 27. Masai hischilu b'nei Adam. When did people begin lefarsem to publicize Shashem Elohim, that Hashem is the real God? Bisman Enosh, in the time of Enosh. 28. Lama bedor shel Enosh. Why in the generation of Enosh haya tzorech lefarsim Shashem Elohim, was it necessary to publicize that Hashem was God? Because people in that generation were beginning to worship the agents of God, the natural phenomena of the world. And therefore it was required for others to call out in the true name of Hashem, that people should not mistake who is the master of the universe. Let's read the psukim one last time from Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayomer lemech lenoshav adav etzila sheman koli nishei lemech hazeno imrosi ki ish harakti lefitzi v'yeled lechaburosi ki shiva sayim yukam koyin v'lemech shivim v'shiva vayeda adam od es ishto v'teled bein v'tikra es shemo sheis Kishos li Elohim zera acher tachas hevel ki harago koyin. Ulishes gam hu yulad bein vayikra eshemo enosh asuchal ikra v'shem adonai. Please spend 15 minutes reviewing these psukim, and then later on today, spend time to review lesson 19. This ends the third topic. Tomorrow we begin the fourth topic and the fifth parak of Parshas Bereishis. Have a good day.